Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Quotes are already trickling out. Art has already addressed Jeff Hathorn and others, and the meeting has adjourned. We will listen to it to see how closely it matches up with our Art Rooney bingo card. Here are some of the big takeaways that have already been spotted or identified by the reporters who were there.
I feel like we can start putting a few X's on the bingo card here based on what I'm seeing.
Quote that just came out from our fan account. My preference would be to sign one of those quarterbacks, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. Obviously, we will be looking in the draft as well, either this year or next. That position has to be the priority.
Can I give one more or no?
But preference wants to be, his preference is
in-house
to bring one of those guys, at least one back. But it sounds like it's one or the other. Not that. Well, I guess Dulac said today that he thinks both could be back.
Correct.
And Art has already thrown cold water on that idea.
Now,
I
don't feel like that qualifies for your theory that he'd say he thought Fields got better. I think we can put one, though, and this was a Donnie submission. I'm going to read this quote. I think it qualifies. When you look at how many games Mike has won in this league, you don't win that many without being a good head coach.
Oh, here we go, Don.
We still feel good about him being a leader. Full faith in Tomlin.
That's a winner.
You can put it on the board. Yes.
About this one. My inbox is pretty full right now. I understand why people are mad. I share their frustration. Actions have to speak louder than words. Yes, they do, Art.
How many times have you said something?
But unfortunately,
like that?
All you do
our
is give us these hollow, monotone comments at the end of every year with very little getting done. Because at the same time that tweet goes out, Brooke Pryor from ESPN simultaneously tweets and says, my takeaway from hearing Art, don't expect wholesale staff changes. Yeah.
One more that I'd like to submit into evidence here. Now, we can really dig down and drill down on these when we're listening to this in its entirety for context, nuance.
And tone.
Tone, too.
Do we hear sarcastic tone? Do we hear perturbed tone? All those things.
I submitted into evidence two hypotheticals that he would say schedule-related, citing the difficulty of their late schedule and or saying they did have to play 3 and 11 days. Art, quote, the three-game stretch, the Christmas tournament, a little Tomlin thrown in there, the tournament, shows we aren't there. We need to take the next step. Do we keep that one? Does that check either
no.
the 3-11 or the tough schedule box? Tough schedule box, but I said it was more going to be used as an excuse.
No, he didn't. He took some effort, it sounds, to make it sound like it wasn't an excuse. I'd have to hear if it came up organically, like on his own, if he brought it
up.
Well,
if he says,
or if somebody asked him, like, hey, man, that was a real pain in the ass of a schedule. The NFL did you dirty.
You know what,
and he said, you know what?
I'm going to cut him a break here. Forget it. I'm going to make an executive call because these were my submissions. It sounds like he's actually saying what I would want him to say about those games. We played really good teams. and we're not on their level, and that proved it.
Art Rooney, according to Mark Cabali on brother Jim Rooney's comments. Jim speaks for himself.
Oh, baby, we're 60% of the way to bingo here. Those were all in one vertical line on my card.
And I am happy that he's doing good selling his book.
Oh, God, dude.
I got to hear that answer, but that sounds like a real...
That sounds like never go against the family,
that
basically.
Sounds like schism material there.
Holy... Jim speaks for himself kind of leaves very little to the imagination for what he...
But kind of a subtle dig to say, hey, good luck with your book, buddy.
My mom, you know? My mom would read that quote and say, I'm happy that he's doing well selling his book, not good.
That's a passive-aggressive comment
there. That would be her takeaway. Yeah, that he's not happy. Donnie, on my card, we have two absolutely possible spots here for a straight up and down bingo right down the middle. We need to have an excited for that 2026 draft
and
come
then open
out,
to new ideas.
And some openness to new ideas, and it'll be B-I-N-G-O.
Are on the defense. They need to get stronger on the defensive front. He said stopping the run maintains a priority. Nothing yet on tipping the cap to Najee Harris.
Maybe
on a fine Steelers career.
Maybe no cap will be tipped. Well, now you're writing, you're saying that out loud, though, like you think he's just going to be wishing him well on his way. What if he doesn't want to close the door on that relationship?
No, I think he'll couch it. I think he'll say something like, hey, Najee, to Donnie's point, had 1,000-yard seasons every year. Every year he was here. That's not easy to do. He had a fine career. We wish him well. We'd love to have him back, but if not, good luck in his next port of call kind of thing. When he says my inbox is pretty full, I don't even believe that.
Like, does the one guy that claims he used to work for the Steelers, I guess he did work for the Steelers, that emails us all the time complaining about Art and Mike, does he email Art too? He's hacked Art's email and figured out what they use as his like personal email on the team's
website.
I mean,
what a flex that would be. You just have Art Rooney's personal number, and you just...
Just browbeat him.
You're just texting him missives. You have a few pops. You're like, you know what? I'm going to text Art here and say, you know what, Art? What's up with this BS with Tomlin and keeping Tomlin around and all the playoff misery? And
no, he's blocking numbers that would do that. You can block numbers. It's not that hard.
I think the people that know him know that if you want to continue a friendship or a relationship with him, you don't dare say negative things about Mike
Tomlin. Well, the most negative thing you would say is just like, oh, come on, Art, next year we got to get him. I really want to see this team win. Always couched in a...
No talk of urgency to win playoff games here from
Art,
based on what we've seen.
Well, that we know of. I mean, everyone who's tweeting out quotes is going to tweet out kind of the choicest stuff in their opinion.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.